1222, the clashes between Israel and Hamas are getting worse, and so is the political rhetoric. We're learning now there may also be implications for the United States with the rising tensions in the Middle East. Let's talk more about this with WTOP's national security correspondent J.J. Green, joining us live in the studio right now. Bring us up to date on what is happening. We do know that there's more military activity today.
Air raid sirens in Jerusalem. Rockets have been launched in both directions. Hundreds of troops from the Israeli side are moving towards the border of Gaza. They're preparing for a possible ground invasion, and this is very similar to what happened in 2008 and 2009, and it could get very messy. That's the tone that's coming out of the area. A lot of folks have said it does not look good. The reason for it is because tensions are very high, emotions are running very high. A lot of other people are starting to get involved in this, and Hamas is feeling emboldened. The Israelis are feeling as though they definitely have to step up their attempts and plans in terms of protecting Israel, Tel Aviv, its people, Jerusalem, all of its cities and lands.
We heard yesterday there was a rocket that landed outside of Tel Aviv. Today we heard there was a rocket that landed close to Jerusalem. And that is an indication, I would assume, that things are escalating rather quickly. And I wonder if the U.S. what the U.S. response is at this point.
Well, there, this conflict could spread and the U.S. could be impacted. Sources tell me the U.S. has already been impacted. Egypt's President Mohamed Morsi said pretty forcefully today they are with the Palestinians, and should any conflict break out, the question is going to be where are their allegiances going to lie. And as I understand, there are 25,000 U.S. troops in Aqaba, which is in Jordan, a coastal city in Jordan, that are there. And if there is some kind of confrontation, these troops would possibly be called upon to intervene. I know also, as well, Israel has some U.S. assets there, and I'm not sure if any of them would be used, have been used, and what the circumstances would be that would call them into service.
These situations in the Middle East are rarely isolated, so who else do you see becoming involved, and at what point might they become involved?
Well, let's see. Let's look at all of the neighbors in the region. You've got Syria, you've got Jordan, you've got Egypt, then you have Iran a bit further away. Obviously, you have Hezbollah, talking about not non-nation states. You're talking about Hezbollah. Obviously, Hamas is involved. You have Al-Qaeda that may have some interest in this. And, as you spiral out further, looking at the entire, a big conflict here could upset the balance of power, what little bit there is in certain parts of the Middle East, all over the region at this point. And that could set off a wider problem, considering that Iran is a nuclear aspirant. And you have other countries that are helping Iran to do things. It could be a tremendous financial burden on all of these countries, Egypt, Jordan. You're talking about Bahrain and others as well. It could be a very big mess.
All right. Well, we'll see how it unfolds. Obviously, things are changing by the minute rather rapidly. Do you have any idea at this point what Israel's plans are in the short term? Obviously, they're moving reservists to the border, but will there be a ground invasion?
Well, in the short term, they're preparing for, at the worst. But they're hoping for the best, obviously. And no one has said this is going to go to the worst. Mm-hmm. But as long as these rockets are being fired from the Gaza Strip into Israel, Israel is going to continue with its aggressive stand. Killing Ahmed Jaberi is not going down well at all, not just with Hamas, but with Hezbollah and with other people in the Palestinian world. And it's going to take some time for that whole situation to settle down a bit. I mean, his funeral has just been held. Mm-hmm. Emotions are running really high. It's Friday. Friday prayers take place. A lot of people are talking about things during the prayers and during the sermons. And usually afterwards, you have a lot of emotion that spills out. So mm-hmm. This could be a problem. It could take a while before this settles down.
WTOP's national security correspondent, J.J. Green.